Now, you talk about the cancer strategy. I've given you some facts, Taoiseach. Of the last 7 years, the cancer strategy has not been funded properly. It's been underfunded for 5 out of the last 7 years. Simon Harris didn't fund it properly in the first 2 years. These aren't my words. These are the words of experts in the field. It isn't funded. The HSE looked for €20 million last year from your government for the cancer strategy, and you provided them zero. And then you wonder, how is it that surgeries are being cancelled, that people who have appointments with cancer have to wait months on end because the capacity is not there? And then we have the scandal, and it is an absolute scandal, and you completely ignored that point. We have vital radiotherapy equipment in hospitals across the state that is lying idle.
Thank you.
Lying idle because you and your government are underfunding the cancer strategy.
Thank you.
You're deliberately doing it. And who has been put at risk here? It is patients, it is our loved ones in our community that are the result of that. So please answer the question.
Thank you,
what are you going to do to make sure that the equipment
Thank
is utilised? Will you open the 1,500 beds and will you provide
please,
the €20 million that the HSE are asking for?
We've provided over 1,000 new beds. And since this government came to power, we've provided very significant increased allocations to the HSE. And it comes to stage two, Deputy. You know, I think it's an extra $7.7 billion extra on the 219 figure has been provided to health. So just because the HSE or any agency comes in and says, we want X, is it your policy that you give everything that people ask for and you don't ask about value for money, for efficiency?
Efficiency.
Or you don't ask. Hear me out a second.
The equipment's lying
idle. Hear me out a second, please.
It's lying idle.
Hear me out a second.
Deputy
I'm talking about numbers. We've dramatically increased the number of people employed. In fact, the HSC could not recruit the numbers of people, the numbers of people that were provided for in successive funding to the health service over the last 2 to 3 years. So there's always, will always be, and you're someone on the opposition side, and I look at your budgets, for example, which you every now and again, you'll condemn aspects of our budgets, and then we look at your particular formulations, and of course, they don't reflect the reality at all. No, it's an important point.
Can you answer the question on the
equally,
machines?
You must accept
the 20 million
that every agency in the country will come in looking for additionality and so on like that.
So the answer
the
is
idea
no.
that the state just responds
Thank you,
every submission that gets
Could you please answer the question about the machines lying idle?
So and the bottom line is this,
£7.7
billion have gone in. There's been mortality rate fell by over 10% over the decade. Our life expectancy is now above 82.
And machines are lying idle in our hospitals.
We're in a small group of only 7 EU member states. And you call that a laggard. That's because everything with you has to be negative, negative.
Our machines are lying idle. You've ignored the question.